Button. Okay. We are live. Yay! Welcome, welcome, welcome to day one of Credit and Cash Flow, my friends. This is Jerry Tolliver, CEO of Fly Credit. And today we're going to be talking about real estate investing, how you're going to triple your income and set yourself totally financially free with my friend and very well-known social media influencer, Nico Cherie. She is in the area, right? She's in the real estate investing arena. She's really powerhousing in these streets, and she's educating people on how to turn it all around. She's creator of Invest Gary, and over the last 15 years, she has assisted thousands of families on the road to building wealth and leveraging debt. So thank you so much for joining me, Nico.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone.
So excited to see you here. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and a lot of the fire you're going to be dropping tonight.
Yeah. So, you know, I do real estate investing, tax liens. You know, I started in, you know, the real estate arena. I started out as an actual home investor, like buying my first property. And it's just trickled into so much more over the years. And when I stumbled across tax liens, that was like a whole new level of things, a whole new level. And I was like, okay, this is the end. This is where it's at, you know?
How did you stumble upon it?
So it's a crazy long story, but I'll keep it short and cute. Long story short, I'm from Gary, Indiana. So that's why I primarily invest in tax liens, where it's very inexpensive there compared to a lot of places in the United States. And it's a short turnaround time to get your deed compared to a lot of places in the United States. So I was born in Gary, Indiana, but I moved to California as a very young child. And then one day I just have this epiphany, like I'm going to invest in Gary. Like I had no idea about the tax liens. I just had the idea of investing, which people should learn from, right? So when you have an idea, we have something that's driving you and pushing you in a certain direction, just start moving. And then the moving parts will get you exactly where you want to be. So, you know, fast forward, you know, several years later, I find out about a tax lien. I jump on a plane to go to attend an auction. I had no clue what I was gonna find, what I was gonna learn, what I was gonna hear, what I was gonna see. But I got there and I ended up linking up with this company. I buy a tax lien under their name. I'm all excited. Things completely fell apart. I never got my tax lien. And I was like, oh my God, no one's ever gonna go through this again. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna learn the process and then I'm gonna teach other people so that they never ever have to go through what I went through. And it just turned into a huge movement. When I started back in 2017, I had about 3 clients, right? So now since then, I have hundreds of clients who have purchased tax liens or learned tax liens from me. I have clients in Europe. I have clients in Canada. I have clients all over the world, literally, who are buying property in Gary, Indiana, and surrounding areas. And it's just been phenomenal. It's like something that, you know, was meant for bad ended up turning into something phenomenal. And now you have a huge influx of people, companies, industries moving into Gary. And I mean, people are literally fighting over property there. You know, some people look at it and go, oh, it's blighted. Oh, we don't want to be there. It's too much work. But there's other people that are looking at it like it's a cash cow and can't wait to get in and snatch up everything that's available.
I love that because I'm like you. I was raised in Gary. Me and my family, my brother, my sister, my mom, dad, we lived out there. And yeah, it wasn't the best area to live in, but it's literally a hop and skip away from Chicago. It's right off the lake. We had beaches there. It was a great place, a great location. And now that you've got so many investors jumping in there to put some money in it, it's like it's turning into this golden place.
It's turned into, you know, and I foresaw it, right? So that's having foresight and vision. I saw this years ago, and now you have, you know, a huge casino being built. That's a $400 million project that's being built there. You have new home developments that are being built there. You have rents increasing over 20% a year, which is astounding. You have beachfront property that's being redeveloped. They have, you know, these major projects. You have Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther. He's actually there filming a new series.
Wow.
You have, I mean, just so many things are taking place. You have a $600 million bioenergy tech company coming there. You have, you know, the legalization of marijuana, which hasn't hit yet, but that's my next prediction, that that's also going to be an area. Of course, you're going to want warehousing because of the snow and things like that. But, you know, Gary's a major distribution hub. So if you have a product in Indiana, northern Indiana, northwest Indiana, you're going to be able to get your product anywhere in the United States and Canada, yeah. Right? So Canada has been legalized marijuana. So what's the closest place to Canada? Indiana, yeah, you know, we're right there. It's only, you know, what, 7 hours away from Toronto?
We took a trip up there.
Like, you know, I'm just thinking ahead, right? I'm just thinking ahead. But it's been a phenomenal opportunity for me and many others so far.
Wow, I love that. And so tell us a little bit tell us a little bit more about that, right? The stories and the lives that you've been able to change. I remember seeing once that one of your students had bought a tax lien for like $500 or something like that.
Yep. So there's two sales that happened. I will stick to the one that we're focusing on, which is headed into the spring. They call it the spring sale or commissioner sale. So what happens is that tax liens start at $500, no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's a $5 million value or a $2 value. The beginning bid on the properties, and this is a live auction, so you have to show up for the auction. You have to be registered prior to. Registration typically begins about 30 days out, maybe 6 weeks out before the auction. And they post it on the website, on the county's website for Lake County, Indiana. So again, they post it on there. You can register. You have to attend in person. The auction bid start at $500. I've had clients who have bought warehouses for $500 and got a letter of intent from another business to rent that facility for tens of thousands of dollars. You know, so, you know, the investment opportunity is just never ending. Some of my clients have gotten just land and they'll say, oh, I just got land. Are you crazy? Just got land? Imagine just having land in New Orleans, or imagine just having land in Atlanta, or just having land in New York, or just having land in Vegas. Like, there's never gonna, land is limited. It's limited. So owning any piece of something that never is going to create any more is phenomenal. And you have to look at it with the right eyes, right? You have to look at it with the right eyes and at the right opportunity. But too many times we miss out on opportunities because we don't see the fruit right in front of us. Mm-hmm. We think that the minute that we plant the seed, we want the fruit. We hear about people making hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're wholesaling. They're doing all these different things. So we're like, I want that right now. But just think, had you made moves 10 years ago that would pay you now, wouldn't you have done that? Mm-hmm. You know, and they say that poor people plan for tomorrow, mm-hmm. and rich people plan for 10 years out, a decade, but wealthy people plan for a whole century. Mm-hmm. So they plan for 100 years out. So when you're thinking about investing, don't be so self-centered. Don't think for you. I don't even think for my kids anymore. I'm now thinking for my grandson and what he's going to be able to leave his kids. So I'm trying to think years and years and years and decades out. He's not even 2 years old yet. Hmm. So I'm thinking about his kids. So that's decades away. That's decades away, and that's the mindset that we have to have. Just think again what you would have done 10 years ago that could pay you now. So let's say you had 10 properties that paid you $1,000 a month. Now here it is 10 years later. You know, we're coming to an end of another decade right now. So just imagine 10 years ago you had a bought and you have tenants in those properties. Now you have $10,000 a month coming in, passive income, and a great opportunity for you. You also have a portfolio because 10 years ago, you invested in those properties. Now those properties are completely paid off. So now you have 10 properties worth, you know, $20,000, which is 200 grand, or $100,000, which is a million. Mm-hmm. Plus you have money coming in every month. Mm-hmm. And that's the mindset around Invest Gary. and other opportunities like this.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So investing in tax liens is really just one strategy out of many.
It is one strategy out of many, but the reason why I love tax liens is because you own the property, right? You own the property. It is yours. The deed will come in your name. That is your asset. And when we talk about leveraging, so again, let's say I did have $1 million in assets. What is that going to allow me to do? That's going to allow me to be able to go to the bank and say, hey, I have $1 million worth of assets. What can you give me so then I can go and acquire more and more and more? We have to think on a larger scale. We have to think beyond just houses. We have to think beyond just duplexes. We have to think about large commercial properties and opportunities to make a lot of money. Again, the marijuana industry is going to explode. It's already going to explode in Chicago. It's right up above Indiana and Canada. Gary is the next place. So I'm encouraging people, get in there, get your $500 together, get your attorney fees or our other costs. Okay, you will have to pay taxes. This is not a freebie, y'all, okay? It's an investment. So it's gonna require that you have capital. It's gonna require that you get your credit together, see Jerry or whomever about your credit. It's gonna require that you be mature and adult in your thinking and strategic in your thinking and get yourself set up. No more games, ain't child's play.
And it all sounds good, right? Until it's time to execute.
Right.
So, you know, Nico's encouraged you all to execute today, not just sit around and think about it, because we're ending a decade, depending on when you're watching this. We're ending a decade right now.
Right.
And so it's like, what are you going to do differently this next 10 years than you did the last 10 years? And what changes do you want to make that you haven't made already? What's still sitting on that list of what is it called? The things that people always say they're going to do at the beginning, resolutions, that list of resolutions that you already have had for the past 5-10 years. What are you
going to do? Or that vision board.
Yeah, the vision board has still got the same visions on it.
Same
vision.
Like,
well, you know, what are we going to do differently? And I love the fact that you bring up the whole point of, hold on, guys. Let me put my phone on airplane mode, because that is going to never stop. And so what I love about what you're promoting is the idea of ownership, right?
Right.
The idea of owning your home. I actually learned this concept in a book I read called The Richest Man in Babylon. And
one
of the main principles that they speak about in that book is owning your own dwelling, or owning real estate, owning assets, something that can generate cash flow for you and your family forever. So speak to that.
Yeah. So, you know, property over persons, right? So, you know, a lot of times we buy into things. We buy, you know, things that produce nothing for us, you know, and having assets, having things that produce for you, even if it's not on a monthly basis, it's producing in equity even, right? So I have several apartment buildings that are, I mean, they look like complete trash. But let me tell you, when I tell people, I have apartment buildings that I bought for $500, a total of $1,000. I have, like, you know, 12 units. That's still phenomenal to some people. They're like, wait a minute. You have two apartment buildings for $500? Even if I just had two pieces of land for $500, that is outstanding. That is phenomenal. And we have to, again, start thinking more and more and more about possession and ownership. We are always in a consumer position, and it's time for us to move past purses and start getting some property.
Property. So tell me, in your experience in this industry, what would you say would be like the top 2-3 mistakes that people make when they're trying to get into tax lien investing?
They don't want to invest in education. They don't want to invest in education. They think, you know, oh, I just YouTube it. And look, YouTube is just fine. It's finding the right information on YouTube. And then you have to verify and validate that information, because you don't know that person. Like, I've seen so many people on YouTube, on the internet, on Facebook, you know, these, you know, pseudo, you know, experts that have never done it. I've literally had a gentleman once before come on my page and tell people that there is no such thing as an auction in Gary. He was adamant about it. He said that you cannot bid for properties the way that I was bidding for them. And I had tons of clients come on the page and say, wait a minute, bruh, you're wrong. He was like, no, I do this. So, you know, what if you run into him? What if you run into this pseudo expert who, I mean, he's adamant, he's speaking very articulately, and he's telling you the exact wrong information. And then he said, and I do it for free. You should. You should. If you're going to sit here and tell lies and that sound true, that sound true, then you should do it for free. You absolutely should do it for free. So the number one issue is people not getting the education. The second issue is that people aren't putting in the effort, right? So even with the education comes the effort. Even with my program, it's work. You still have to select your own properties. You still have to do your own due diligence. You know, I had a client who purchased a strip of land in front of a house. And this is after taking my course and being told, do not bid on anything sight unseen. Meaning I specifically give them access to software that they can look up and see exactly what they're buying, whether they're buying the land in front of the house or the house itself. And she still didn't follow instructions. And I'm like, but you actually took the course. How? So there's the lack of education, getting the education and not doing the diligence. And then the worst thing, not having the finances to keep the property. So they pay for my course, they pay for the house or land, they pay for the attorney, and then when the taxes are due, they don't have the money the following year to pay for the taxes, and guess what, the property rolls right back over to the next auction.
Yeah, wow.
You have to secure your finances, people. You have to secure your finances. You have to make sure that you are prepared for this process from the beginning to the end. It is the making money and building wealth is the long game, not a short game.
That's true. It is a long term.
It's the long game.
Yeah, for sure.
Think 5 years, think 10 years, think a century. If you want to build wealth, you have to start thinking like the wealthy.
So with that in mind, right? With that wealthy thinking in mind, what would you say would be some 2-3 quick tips that you would give somebody if they're wanting to get into action, right? If they're wanting to say enough is enough, I'm tired of living this life of financial irresponsibility and mediocrity, and I'm ready to step it up. What would you say would be like the top 3 things someone should do to get themselves in the game?
First things first is planning. What do you want to do? Where do you want to invest? What's the purpose of your investment? Right? So do you want a 10-year plan? Is your goal to retire? Is your goal to leave the money and assets for your children? So proper planning is the very first step, because that's going to tell you which direction you need to be going. Maybe it's not tax liens. Maybe you ought to join my program and just learn about the area and go buy property outright that's already fixed up. So you don't have the time to invest to fix up a property. So planning is key. Knowing exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, what the end result and goal is going to be. Secondly, you have to get your credit and finances in order, y'all. You can't come in this all willy-nilly. And stop putting things off. Get yourself together, because you do have to pay for the tax lien cash, but everything else you really can pay with the credit card. You can pay your attorney fees with the credit card. You can pay for my course with the credit card. You can pay for the construction of a property with a credit card. There's a lot of things that you can do when your credit is on point that you don't have to use up all your capital, because I'm totally against you using up all your capital. Just have enough money to pay cash for the actual property itself, or the lien itself. That's it. So again, planning and then having your finances together. And then again, back to what I was saying before, taking action. Stop being a looky-loo. Stop talking. Don't talk about gentrification when you could be a part of the process. Gentrification has turned into a term of they take from us. Mm. Gentrification is not that. Gentrification means to make better, mm-hmm. to gentrify. So you have to be a part of the gentrification process, whether that's in Gary or in your hometown or wherever it leads you. You know, my heart, I was led back to Gary. Mm-hmm. However, wherever you are, I'm in Atlanta now. I grew up in California, but Gary was where my heart is. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, came up on that opportunity and everything just worked out for me. And it's worked out for so many of my clients. Some are already renting their properties. Some are already just holding. Some have purchased and then turned around and sold for a profit even. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different angles to this.
I love this. Oh, I just love all of this goodness. And so, Miss Nico, because I could probably pick your brain all day, tell the people, how can they get in contact with you?
So I'm everywhere, Nico Cherie, right? So I'm on Facebook as Nico Cherie. I'm on LinkedIn as Nico Cherie. I'm on Instagram as Nico Cherie. I have a Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm pretty much on all the major platforms as Nico Cherie. My Excel University, which somebody helped me put together. I won't say who. But Excel University is where they can come and find out about all of the courses that we have to offer. There's many more outside of, you know, the tax lien investment. But just get in the game, y'all. I don't care what angle you get into it, whether you want to do Airbnb. Airbnb is another big thing that's happening in Gary, too. People are buying properties there. And because, you know, you have 10 houses on the row, if you have the one house that is fixed up and nice, then you're going to be the one making all the money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the prettiest house on the ugliest block mm-hmm. gets the money. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whatever your strategy is, just get into the game. Again, whether you're working with me or someone else, you guys, you got to get started. Come see me anywhere on social media. Come learn. I'm always offering free game. And, you know, just get started. 2020 is the year.
Yes, it definitely is. Thank you so much. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually going to be dropping all of Nico's information below this video, guys. So her Excel University, definitely go check that out because it's filled. I've seen it. It's filled with genuine, just useful, proven information. 15 years of education, stuff that she's right. been cramming her brain with is in there. And so she can train you on how to get started in tax lien investing. She can train you on how to become a winner in that field so that you don't have to waste a lot of time. You don't have to waste a lot of money. You don't have to risk being a failure. You can right. actually succeed, right? You can right. actually succeed. And so that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you guys. So get your credit together, get your money together, get your mind together and start making it happen in 2020. So connect with Nico, y'all. This is just the first day, y'all. This is just the first day of credit and cash flow. And we're already kicking it off with a bang. So reach out to Nico, click the link below, buy her courses and get started towards your goals of having total financial freedom. So you have anything else for us before we go, Nico?
My last word to you guys is planning and purpose all 2020. Mm-hmm. Planning and purpose all 2020. If you don't remember nothing else you learn over the next few days with these outstanding speakers, remember planning and purpose all 2020. And if we can do it, you guys can do it too. You just have to get started, okay?
Ooh, thank you so much, Nico. I appreciate you so much. You're the greatest.
Thank you, babe.
All right, guys, so this wraps up today's session with Nico. We are still in day one, so you do have about 3-4 more speakers that you got to check out. This is only going to be available for the next 24 hours. After that, it's going to be locked away, and the only time you're going to be able to see this is by purchasing an all-access pass, which you can do right now for $97. You can get access to all the speaker sessions, bonuses, audios, all that good stuff. So if you want to get the all-access pass, which you should, click the link below, get that so that you can get all access to every single session plus right. some bonuses. But I'm going to be seeing you guys tomorrow. We're going to be with more speakers talking about marijuana investing, just all that good stuff. So I'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a great one.
Bye.